This is an MUT Radio podcast.
This is MUT Radio, Shape and Earn the Future. On the campus voice with the lady with the voice, Afika Mkahlela. And I'm also back. It is a Tuesday, and every Tuesday, I call it an intimate affair. We have like this intimate affair, myself, Mrs. M, and you, where, of course, we are inside, Pagati inside, Eindabenzin, with your permission, of course, with your permission that Sube Pagati inside, Eindabenzin, as we're going to be speaking about relationships every single Tuesday, as you know. So, Mrs. M, how are you doing?
I am well, Afika. How are you? I'm good. I'm loving this weather.
I don't really like this weather if I'm at work.
Oh, yeah, no, I love it.
You love it.
Yeah, either way, whether I'm at work or I'm at home, it's one of those that I like. At least when I'm at work, I can just dream about being at home.
You can dream about being at home.
Yes.
I like the sound of that. We're happy to have you. So I think, Mrs. M, I speak for everyone when I say, Sonke sege sakilek. By umuntu. So ke sege sakilwa umuntu. Noma, you take it even further. Hlampe yithi nje esasigila abantu.
Definitely, if I was to start my own stories, we are going to have to actually picnic here and camp here for the whole day and night if you to share lezo indaba. So it's a brilliant topic that we're going to be talking
absolutely
on today.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I said, Mrs. M, because I know we don't want to talk about that.
No. That's the side we always want to shy away from, because we are always the victim and we never, ever see ourselves as a villain.
Never, ever. We never, ever do that. So today we're diving deep into the mud because it's ugly today. We're talking about betrayal, lies, heartbreak, all of that. And you can send us a voice note on 068-160-8832. Or you can alternatively call us on 031-907-7194. So Mrs. M, you said that we would literally camp here and have a picnic.
Literally.
Okay, so I would like to know, have you ever been betrayed?
Not once. Not twice. Not three times.
Yeah, but multiple of times.
Multiple of times. But I think the ones that hurt more are the ones that are done by people you trust.
Of course.
That you wouldn't think that this person can do this to me.
Yeah.
And then you find, oh my goodness, this has happened.
Yeah.
How do I deal with all of that? How do I deal with me after that whole ordeal?
Yeah, of course. And I feel like this is going to sound very pessimistic, but I feel like most of the time, it's the people that are closest to us that hurt us.
Most of the time, because I think because of love, because we love them, because we care, because we think greatly or higher of them. And we've got expectations of them as well. Unlike a stranger, you don't have high expectations. You're not thinking any highly of them. You don't even share a certain level of respect for them. But the ones that are closer to us, we've got so much of history together that you can say, but you were there when I was crying about the very thing that you are now doing. You know, we've got history to quote. We have got expectations to look forward to. And then that's where we get hurt the most. And that's where we get disappointed the most.
Absolutely. And like you said, Uguti, now you've also done your fair share of betraying.
I think I have.
Yeah.
Especially in high school.
I think we all have.
Probably done that. And also, being an adult, you got to sometimes make decisions that will hurt other people.
Yes.
And they will. But they are good for you, and unfortunately the other person will feel betrayed by you, and at the same time you were probably doing it for the best of yourself. You couldn't consider the other person. So every now and then we've done it vice versa. For somebody else to feel betrayed by me and me feeling betrayed by somebody else.
I also can attest to that because I've also done my fair share of betraying people. And in the
share a story.
Oh my God.
What did you do? To who?
To who?
And why?
I don't know if, okay, I have a few stories. Okay, I'm going to try to say all three of them from different relationships.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay, I think parents find it betrayal when you lie to them.
Yes, they do.
So I have betrayed my parents because I've lied to my parents simply because I wanted to be here on campus and have fun with my friends and not come home because my parents are strict.
Okay.
So I was just like, I just did not come home. Actually, I switched off my phone. I was like, indeed, they're not going to call me. I'm not coming home. And then eventually, because my mom has my friends' numbers, and she was calling all of them. So now they're like, Afika, you need to really phone in, Jay. Tell your mom where you are, because now we are also getting into trouble. So again, I really phoned, and, you know, she was shouting, where are you? And then I was like, I'm not coming home. Like, I was rude, you know. I was like, I'm not coming home. I'm staying here. And DJ Angbuyi. So when I got home and all of that had settled, my mom was like, she felt so hurt. Even her tone, the way she was speaking to me, she's like, you have just ultimately disappointed me. Yeah, well, you've never done something like this. You've never spoken to me in that way. So I feel like, based on how she reacted, I really, really saw Gutino. I betrayed my mom.
Yeah, I betrayed
her. So, yeah, I've betrayed my mom. And also, from another aspect, okay, I was dating this person, so I felt like I was no longer interested in the relationship. Mm-hmm. So for a certain period of time, I stringed them along, although I knew. Knowing very well how they felt about me. But I eventually got the courage and I just ended the relationship. So I think that was betrayal because I was aware that
Most definitely. And I think that's the type of betrayal that hurts the most is when someone is keeping the truth from you.
Yes.
Most of the time we do it in a form of protecting someone and we're saying, no, I didn't want to hurt you. But in actual fact, the lies and the scheming and the hiding things is what hurts more than what the truth would have been.
Absolutely. And I know that you that is listening right now have either betrayed someone, now say wakilumuntu nje, or say wakilega. And I have quite a few voice notes, and they're long. You guys send a lot of voice notes that are quite long. So guys, in case you didn't know, a voice note is actually supposed to be maximum a minute or more. But we have time, and because it is betrayal stories, it's understandable why you would go on speaking for a while.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you need to give the details, the healing process, as if ungasho no easy.
Okay, it's a safe space. We're going to go into Anonymous Wokala, who's going to tell us, have they ever been betrayed? And also, hey, have you actually healed from that betrayal? And how has it affected your relationships going forward? So we're going to go to Anonymous Wokala.
Well, I'm not going to go into details in terms of what happened, but basically, the partner I had previously cheated on me, and I think going forward with a lot of relationships, I'm always very skeptical on who to trust, because with this person, with their actions and all of the above, it displayed that I was basically their world, but at the end of the day, they still betrayed me, because I was even their statuses, their wallpaper, even going to the extent of my name being their Bluetooth name, you know. But still.
Yeah, hectic. I don't know. I feel like from how he sounds, I feel like he hasn't fully healed from how he sounds.
Yeah, because now he's saying he's finding it hard to trust. And I think that's one of the outcomes of betrayal, is that the person who's been betrayed, they find it very hard to trust again. If it's been in a love relationship, they find it very hard to fall in love fully again. And that becomes then a challenge of the fact that you need to take off the ownership of what that person has done. It's like when someone does something to you and you start questioning yourself because of the things that they have done, or you start acting and behaving a particular way yourself because of what they have done. The art to healing from that is to give the person the ownership of what they have done. Afika, if you have betrayed me, it means you are the betrayer. and I must keep you knowing or in that understanding of the fact that nothing I would have done or I could have done that could have stopped you from being the betrayer that you are. I did not inform your behavior. So that's how you start walking away from betrayal, so that you can see that if it's that lady, or if Anonymous Unozipo was your girlfriend, she is the owner of that betrayal, not you. Don't change who you are based on somebody else's character and somebody else's wrongdoing, but rather have push, or rather make them aware. No, not just them, but yourself aware that the owner of the betrayal is the other person, not me. I don't own what you have done, and there's nothing I could have done to make you do what you have done.
Yeah.
Therefore, I walk away from it, leaving you with your character and what you are capable of. You can go ahead and betray other people all over the world if you want, but I'm walking away without owning what you have done. I'm walking away without taking any piece that says, maybe I would have maybe done something to make you do that. No. Betrayal is owned by the betrayer.
And that's it. Because we always blame ourselves.
Yes.
We always blame ourselves. We're going to go into the next voice note.
Hi, it's Mia. So I just really had to pitch in on this betrayal topic and just give my own accounts of my experience with betrayal. So I don't really have many incidences, but there's one that really really hits me. I had this friend and we went to high school together. Our parents worked together, so we got really used to each other and grew to be very close. So at some point, there was a bit of drama between her and her stepfather. So she expressed that she just felt like she was living in a toxic environment. And so me worried about her and thinking about how she was in her matric year and she was nearing a crucial time where she really needed peace to study. I spoke to my mom. And so that she could stay with my mom throughout for that time being until she finishes her finals. So everything was okay until the girl, things start going missing whenever she's home alone on days where she doesn't have to be at school or she's not writing on that day. So my mom would notice that some things would go missing, like money and jewelry and those sorts of things would go missing. And my mom didn't tell me about it because at first she didn't really think it was her and she thought maybe she misplaced things, but it was just happening way too often to be just a coincidence. And then also I came to find out that amongst those things, she was also saying some things about me and my family and making up lies and stuff. And then also at some point, she was making up lies to me about my family and how she would basically exaggerate her place in the family, and she'd go out of her way to make it seem like my mom was replacing me with her. And at some point, it did make me insecure, but after I spoke to my mom and realized that about 90% of the things that she was saying, she and my mom were doing and bonding over and all that were actually totally lies, and that my mom didn't really do any of those things. So eventually, after a really long time, I put the pieces together and I realized that it wasn't a good friendship and it wasn't going in the direction that I'd like it to go, and it was just really not helpful towards my mental health, so I had to let go. It was nasty, but we were in our separate ways, and I hope she's doing okay wherever she is.
Yo, I like that. I hope she's doing okay.
Yeah.
But I think from there, I just also want to bring this other painful part of betrayal. That's being betrayed by somebody you've helped.
Mm.
Funny enough that my husband and I were just talking about that yesterday afternoon. Yeah. And we're talking about how we've experienced betrayal or hurtful things from people that we've actually helped.
Mm.
And it's not just people maybe that you just met and you liked and all of that. But it seems like everyone that we've helped always comes back to bite the hand.
Sure.
And in that, you'll find that you get skeptical to help people.
In future, yeah.
In future. But now, not everyone is that monster.
Yes,
but
not everyone
there
is that monster.
Are always other things that induce character, ubuntu, you know.
Yeah.
That rejection that she felt from her family and coming in here might have informed her behavior in terms of wanting to be the main girl here.
Yeah.
She probably viewed how her friend was loved by her parents.
And she got envious.
And she got envious of it. And she wanted to ruin that relationship. Or not wanting to ruin it intentionally. But she probably wanted to be part of it. She wanted to taste something like that. So much so that she didn't even notice when she was causing it harm. You see. But I like how Anonymous is sounding. Anonymous sounds healed from it.
Yeah.
She's even wishing her friend the best wherever she is. And maybe we'll say this at the end of the show, just to talk about how to behave around people who have betrayed you.
Yeah, but I really feel like Anonymous is very gracious, and it seems like she really has let go of that, and she understands it wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's very key. It's just what we talked about with the previous call to say, get to a point where you just know that it's not my fault that that person behaved that way.
Yeah. Let's go to someone else as well who has sent us a voice note. Have you ever been betrayed? And if so, would you say you've healed from it? And how has it affected your relationships?
All right. So to answer the whole question, yes, I have been betrayed in a relationship. And I was betrayed by the person who I never ever thought would betray me. I was betrayed by my mom. Mom abandoned me. She just woke up and she just left home because she had been caught in her affair. And in her fighting her battles with my dad, she stopped paying my school fees, she took me off her medical aid, and she turned, like, her side of the family against me. So basically, we just do not have a relationship till this day. And I do... I don't want to say I've healed because I believe that healing is an ongoing process. You can never fully heal from something. I don't believe that you can ever fully heal from something that has hurt you, like, very deeply. I do believe that you can make peace with it and accept the situation for what it is. And I have, you know, I've learned to grow, that she's also human. It does not justify what she did. She's also human. I've made my fair share of mistakes, and I'm not perfect. And I've learned to forgive her, not because she deserves it or anything, but because one day I want to be a better mom, and I want to make sure that I can be the best possible wife, that I can be the best possible mom to my kids and the best possible version of myself. That does not mean perfect, you know, but that means that I've gone through things. Things have brought me down, but I've got up and I've chosen to make a difference, you know, to not allow my problems to define me or my, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it, but yes. And how did that affect some of my relationships? her, like, how everything that mom did, her abandoning me, it felt like I was seeking validation from other people for a very long time, because it felt like I needed to prove myself to people so that people would actually stick around in Bilenyam, because she had left. Like, the one person who I thought would never leave had left. So to me, it didn't make sense why she left. So it felt like I always needed to tolerate people ill-treating me. So I stuck around in really abusive and toxic relationships. And it's only recently, and when I mean recently, I mean a year ago maybe, did I actually learn how to let things go, draw the line, and actually know my worth, because I felt like I was not ready. When mom left, I felt like, oh my God, my own mom left, so there's no way that I am worthy to be loved, to be respected, to be taken care of, you know, to be just treated the best possible way, you know. I did not feel like I was deserving of such, and it was only when I actually realized the damage everything was doing to me, when it started to feel like I was becoming like her, and that's when I knew I needed to let it go, because I was very angry. For a very long time, I couldn't call her Uma, and now I'm able to actually tell the story and be like, ah, no, my mom, ah, yeah, you know, like, casually, not because I'm brushing it off or anything, no, it's just I've accepted that's who she is, she abandoned me, that was her choice, it has something to do with me, but it doesn't define me as a person, you know. So, yeah, sorry for the long vegan, but...
It's okay, Anonymous, you're...
Yeah, that's a difficult one, because...
A very difficult one.
Being betrayed by anyone, yeah, can hurt, and maybe you can even start trying to deal with it, because you can detach your life from that person. Mm. But then being hurt or betrayed by a parent is a different one, because it's sort of like that betrayal always wants to attach to you. Every time you look back, you always see it. It always, you know, it's like it's always glaring at you.
Mm.
But I like what Anonymous is saying, because healing from betrayal means understanding your part in it, if you have a part.
Yes.
And at least she has a background story in terms of what was the issue.
Yes.
And the issue wasn't her. And when you get to that point that you know that this act of betrayal does not include or involve anything that has to do with me, then you are able, like she's saying, now she's able to speak about it, she's able to, you know, even laugh about it. And I wish that she could have a platform where she could share how she gets over that, how she got over it on her life, because so many people are stuck at the fact that my mom left me, my father left me, they didn't want me, kind of thing. And most of the time, the child has really no connection to what was happening between mom and dad at that time.
Yeah.
And her story is actually quite motivating, because you can hear that this is a person who has overcome the act, even though they haven't completely healed from it, but they are not living by it. Because another challenge when it comes to betrayal is that many of us end up living by it.
Yes.
We end up making decisions based on who betrayed us and how they did it. We end up not trusting people based on the fact that we've been betrayed before. And now it means our lives is not informed by purely ourselves and what we are capable of, but we've now informed our life based on the betrayal or the decisions that are made by other people.
Or even worse, we become that person, as Anonymous said, that she started realizing that, no, this is not me, but this is my mom, how she was to me. So I need to really work on this, because it's changing who I am. Because that's also what happens with betrayal, with being hurts with pain is that you actually become it, you know, because it infiltrates your soul. And then next thing you know, it's just like a stain that won't go away until you realize that it's there and you have to deal with it. And I just really want to commend you, Anonymous, because you are very strong and brave. The mere fact that you're even speaking like this, because Abanye Abantu, as Mrs. M said, they wouldn't feel like they could even go on.
Mm.
Yeah, they wouldn't even feel like they could go on. And please do send us a message, Anonymous, because if possible, and only if you're comfortable, I would really like us to have you here in studio, because this is very inspiring, and there's so many people that are going through the very same thing. They would really be touched if you could share your story and how... Mm. And how you have just been dealing with it.
Most definitely. Because we have people who are on drugs today. And when you ask them why, they say, my parent abandoned me. Maybe when we're talking to Anonymous, we'll really be talking on the issue of abandonment.
Yeah.
More than just betrayal as well. Because when it's together, because it's like this person betrayed the love we had or the relationship we had. And then on top of that, they abandoned me, you know.
Yeah.
So then the person has so much to deal with and so much to let go of or to live through that so many people sitting go Wunga Park or whatever else today, they will tell you one of the main reasons, Trump, if you are to ask each and every one of them, you'll get the fact that I am banga na yuma, ang banga na yu baba. Or they were not, they were there, but asking babe nanda banami or whatever. So that sense of abandonment always becomes a good reason for people to let go of their lives. And Anonymous has done something great at the fact that they never allowed it to be a reason for any downfall or negative thing in their lives. Moving or sharpening or shooting ahead of that kind of situation is hard, because you'll always be experiencing a certain level of self-doubt, because you doubt the fact that you deserve to be loved. You doubt the fact that you are even important to anyone, because your parent could not uphold you at that particular standard.
The one person who's supposed to uphold you, Okay, we're going to go into another voice note. Have you ever been betrayed? If so, have you healed from it? And how has it affected your other relationships?
Hi, everyone. This is Pearl Mbata. I would like to share a story on how I was betrayed by a very dear friend to me. And angikaze ngiphinde ngikwazi recover, because angisabathembi abantu, especially women. So, isitori sami, ngangifunda isikole, sasifunda isitenga. I had a best friend. Nakhona ngangahlose sibe best friend, but because we spend so much of time together, kwazenzakalela nje by default, wagcina sibe best friend wami. Sasijwayele ukuvakasha June holidays, mhlawumbe uzobe sekhaya, December holidays ngizoza kubo, sithenge ingubo eyifanayo, nje best friend vibes, you know. So ultimately umuntu onjalo ugcina somthemba, yazenzakalela. And then when I was doing my trick, ngathola boyfriend, like I was 18, ngaba ne boyfriend, yabo. Okay, 19, I wasn't sexually active, because really, I was just wasn't ready, yabo. And at that time, she was, because I spoke, anyway, we were best friends, right? So, in 20, still not sexually active, 21, I decided, you know what, mngani, I've been dating this guy for 3 years, man, because I started, 18, 19, 20, 21, 4 years, actually. So, I might as well just, I feel like I'm ready, you know? Okay, so I'm looking at my rumors, because bona my boyfriend, wehlala eduze kwakamngani wami, yabo. Abantu used to tell me stories, ngabo, like rumors, it's about sandana and the dating behind my back. But angikaze ngithathe notice, because come on, nobody would do that, especially not your best friend, right? So ngayiziba lonto le. Up until one day, the guy confessed, wayiceba kimi, washo yonke into. And at that time, it was too late, because I had already had sex with him, yabo. So I was betrayed because umngani wami, my best friend, wangiyeka. She let me lose my virginity to a guy I has got to spot and done, yabo, behind my back. So angikwazanga ngiphinde ngixole. Okay, sengixola phela because it's been decades. However, ngiyahlala kumina, so I can't trust another woman like that. We can be friends, acquaintances, anything else, but I just cannot trust umngani, like angikwazi ukuba nomngani onjalo again, ever again. Singazana, singabonana, but I cannot have a female best friend.
You know, you can really hear that she was really heartbroken.
Yeah. I mean, it's like they took something precious away from her.
Yeah.
Without giving her the truth of what she was walking into.
Yeah.
But I think it goes to what we were talking about, Uguti, allowing betrayal to inform your life's decisions is sort of allowing that person to stick with you forever.
Forever, yeah.
You are allowing that act to hold you back to experiencing full, loving, comfortable, honest relationships that you can actually find out there. Women or people, they are not the same. So what Anonymous is doing is every person that is female, that is walking into her life from a friendship point of view, she is putting a gown onto them. And that gown belongs to that friend that she was in high school with. So no, she can't experience now full healthy relationships because she's walking around with the ghost of her friend, and she thinks that her friend has replicated herself into all the people that she has met. But unfortunately, in order for her to completely heal from there, she's going to have to disown the betrayal and also let go of the person, and then she has to stop making decisions based on what that person has done. It's not a nice way to live, and it's not a nice way to love people, because you're loving people with an expectation that they can betray you anytime. Yeah. And no one wants to do that. And no one wants to be in a relationship with somebody that is waiting for them to betray them at any time.
And you will definitely act out, hey? You will, because you are ready that this person is going to betray you. So you will start accusing people, and this person is going to be
And you will create scenarios of where you could be betrayed.
Betrayed.
Because you are anticipating it so much. And when somebody doesn't do it, you are wondering why they are not doing it. And you want to push them towards doing it because you are so much into, when is he going to hurt me? When is he going to cheat on me? When is he going to do? Because really, it's an expectation. And you find it in your conversation, even in your tongue, in your conversation, you keep making reference to what she did in the past. And that's why you can't, you know, that's why I can't have female friends. Because, so I don't know, because what kind of friends she's going to have, because men sleep with each other now.
Yo. Yeah, and that is very, very true. And Anonymous, oh, it's not Anonymous, sorry, Mrs. M, or Pearl. Pearl, I'd like to say, Uguti, like what Mrs. M has said, and not with I'm blowing my own horn, but I feel like I've had so many conversations with females. It's a thing now. A lot of females no longer believe in having solid sisterhoods because they feel like you can't trust abant besifazane, because a lot of them have stories. I have stories of my own, but I feel like there are people that are really, really for you. I call them your own tribe, you know. There are people that are your tribe, and you can feel very safe with those people, and you'll see it in their actions. You know, this person is really not like Usmanban. And you will never see it unless you let go. You will never see it unless you let go, unless you forgive that person and you heal from that and you let go. Because also, it's like when you don't forgive Umund,
Most definitely.
And they will never be able to live life the same. They're living life. And then you become that. So please, Pearl, like, you're missing out on great friendships.
Yeah.
So really try to move past that.
Yeah. And maybe just a point on that, especially to women, how we don't trust each other, and how we have so many stories of betraying one another. I do believe that if you know yourself, you will know your tribe. don't relate for the sake of relating, because sindawonye, because then, and you think those people have will honor the relationship that you have with them. But know who you are, and then you will know how and who to relate to. And in that, you will develop very trustworthy relationships. I've found that people that are well accomplished in themselves,
yes,
doesn't matter what they have, whether they have the cars, the house, whatever, or whether they just really are people who are certain and they know where they're going, and all of that. Those people who are well aware of who they are and are well within their success route, you'll find that they are less focused on being jealous for you, of you, and talking about you elsewhere. Sometimes they even forget that, oh, you told me that story. Oh, I forgot. Why? Because they are doing so much in their lives. They are busy in their own lives. But now, Tina, we want to relate to everyone. You know, we want to make everyone happy. Even those idle ones who really have nothing to do except bicker about your name.
Mm.
And then we come back and complain. But we did not choose our tribe. Choose your own tribe.
Yeah, choose your own tribe. And trust me, they are out there. You just haven't met them. Yeah. We're going to go into another voice note. Have you ever been betrayed? If so, do you think that you've healed? And how has this affected your relationships going forward?
Okay, so on your on that test, you actually asked me anyone. Okay, so here's the thing. So, like, there was this guy, right? He was like my long time friend. Then we decided to date. Okay, so when we were dating, we had our own differences, right? It wasn't that much of a deal because I wasn't in love. I will say that. And we broke up, and then I went away for some time, maybe 2 to 3 weeks, like that. And then when I came back, I find Uti, he's now dating one of my sisters, like a close sister of mine. Okay, I was hurt because, first of all, the girl code. We have a girl code as sisters. You don't date someone's ex. But then she went ahead and dated my ex-boyfriend. I was hurt. And then there was no trust between my sister and I, right? To top it all, some of my sisters were supporting the other sister who did that. So I was really hurt. And then I started moving back, and I didn't have that healthy relationship with some of my sisters. And then, like, I'm still hating because I still don't trust her. She might just do it again, and that's like hard. So, like, I still don't trust her. Yeah, so that's the thing.
Yes, Aibu.
And you can really hear that she really has not healed, Anonymous, because the Amuza Uti, she might do it again, and I don't trust her. Mm. Yeah.
I think those are the relationships in what we spoke about in a few shows back.
Yeah.
When we spoke about choosing the relationships that you need to inject life into, and those that you need to let go of.
Yeah.
And if you're feeling unsafe and all of that, the relationship does not need to be at that level of trust that it was. You can always sort of create an identity for it, that my sister and I's relationship looks like this, and I cannot ask it to go any further, because in that part or further, we've hurt each other in this and this kind of way. Anonymous, it's hard to live together as sisters, especially if you are more than two or three or something like that. Especially when someone's going to have a good relationship or it's going well at school, or they start a particular business. There's always that kind of I call it an evil spirit that just roams around in terms of jealousy, you know, that makes other jealous of the other and all of that stuff. And you want to sort of alert to anonymous, Uguti, don't over expect. You know, don't have expectations that are how you would do it. If you wouldn't date your sister's ex, don't put that expectation on somebody else. Let them decide who they are and how they want to do things. But you learn a lesson of how much you can trust that person. Not everybody, but it's just about how much that person is worthy of your trust.
A friend of mine once said, Uguti, we can't really trust people fully. We have to trust people to a certain extent and just hope to God, just trust God with them. And just trust God with them. Because, hey, kunukun, thanks, because they won't do one or two. But me, ngokwami, I can only trust them to this extent because ogunye angina guarantee ukuthi ngeke baze bakwenze.
Yeah, just but to, I think it's kind of hard to live in the consciousness of not trusting people.
It is.
I would rather, if you have learned a particular person is not worthy of your trust, tag that towards that person, not everybody else in your life.
Yeah.
If Afika betrays me, I have to be able to identify it with her, that is who she is and that is what she is capable of. It doesn't mean that when I meet her sister's going to treat me that way, or her mother, that's going to treat. It's not a blood thing. It's not a relation thing. It's not even a people thing. It's that person that has to deal with themselves. You can't even convince them to say, oh, you need to deal with this and because you've betrayed me. No, just learn that is who they are and then, you know, tailor the relationship towards that person and who they are. But you can't go around not trusting people. You need to trust someone at some point.
At some point.
You're going to have to trust somebody that you either you are at work with or you are in business with. We get business partners and when you're dealing with lots and lots of money, you're going to have to trust your partner.
You're going to have to
trust the person you're married to. You're going to have to trust your children. Like, there's a lot of trust that is required. It's just that it is better when it's allowed to be natural and not hindered by what the person has gone through in the past.
Absolutely. And I was going to say that as long as you're in relationship, any kind, any form, you're going to have to trust.
You're going to have to trust.
You're going to have to.
You're going to have to trust. Otherwise, you're not giving the relationship a full chance.
You aren't, hey? Especially if umuntu hasn't given you a reason not to.
Yes.
Yabo.
If your reason not to trust a person is based on what somebody else did, you are shortchanging the relationship that you have with that current person.
Which isn't fair.
Which is very unfair.
Which is very unfair. Give people a chance. So we're going to go into our very last voice note. Or Anonymous, who sent us a voice note, and we want to hear Uguti. Anonymous, have you ever been betrayed? If so, how have you been dealing with it?
Yes, I have been betrayed before by a friend. This friend, I used to tell everything.
Guys, you're not betraying your friends at large, hey?
And they would actually go to other people and also share my downfalls, and they would obviously mock me about them. So I did find out about that. I was really hurt. And it did affect the relationships that I tried having with other friends in the future, like around that time, because I didn't trust anyone. Like, I felt like everyone would take my stories and actually mock me about them. But then as I grew, I did understand that not everybody is the same, and I should allow myself, for people to come to me and show me who they are, and I might actually like them. And it doesn't mean that they will be like that person that did hurt me. So, yeah.
I like that. I like that last response. Yeah, well,
it's hopeful.
It's hopeful. Because really, naturally, in the beginning, it's part of the healing process. You won't trust anyone.
Yes.
Relationship where you've been betrayed, then naturally you will not trust anyone until you learn.
No, you definitely won't. But the idea is for you to not remain in that state forever.
Yes.
Because then it means that person has altered you. They have
they've
changed
won.
You. They've won in whatever that they were doing. And possibly you were not even the prize, but you've given them more than what they seeked to achieve at that time. So, Anonymous, I think uzenzele kahle yena, yabo? But I want to give a perspective that is not maybe going to be nice to everyone. I want to say that every time when you have been betrayed, yes, see that you are the victim, but then again, look at how you possibly contributed
to that,
to the act.
Yeah.
Sometimes we overshare.
Yeah, we do. Hey?
And we expect the thing that we couldn't keep in our own chest, we expect somebody else to be able to keep in their own chest.
Yeah.
And I think it's a high expectation.
It's a very high one.
The fact that you couldn't keep it, now you're expecting somebody else to keep it, is unfair. But I'm not there. I'm just saying that filter the information that you give people about you.
In
sometimes people don't betray us out of armor that they had, but it is out of armor that we have given them.
Yeah.
An example, you are always coming back and telling us about this boyfriend. We know everything about him. We know where he sleeps, what he eats, what he wears, how much money he has, and all of that stuff.
Yes.
You have armed betrayal. You've given betrayal everything it needs.
Are you listening?
So when you arm that person, you're creating their curiosity in other people.
In their mind,
And that allows then the spirit of the evil one to be able to then, you know, exacerbate something that you have planted in there. So perhaps some relationships require that you protect them from other relationships.
From other relationships. Or rather, just put some limitations. Don't be vague.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you, if you feel like you need to speak to somebody, oh, please get a diary and write down how you feel and, you know, and all of that stuff, how this relationship excites you and everything.
Yeah.
But protect yourself. Protect the relationships that you are in, even if it's your parents. Do you know that some people, some kids will go and tell their friends and the neighbor that, you know what, my mom has this much money and all of that and all of that.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Segunama break in like higher out of the information that people have out there because you are busy sharing and everything. Mm. Be conscious about keeping yourself a mystery. If I can put it that way. You're not keeping a secret, but you're keeping yourself a mystery, on the people that you live with. Be on the basis, until you learn how much you can trust lo omunye umuntu, don't give yourself out there, you know. Boundaries are critical. Mm. Boundaries are important. In a friendship state, or even in family situations, we always overlook boundaries, and they are critical, you know.
Yeah.
Don't allow people to overstep into your personal space. You understand what is your personal space. Before you say someone has betrayed you, I mean, you went and opened all the gates for that to happen to you. Let's remain conscious, and then let the people who betrayed us own the betrayal and let us walk away free from it. It's not us who are the betrayers.
I think, Mrs. M, this one is going to be a very tough one for us because I feel like, especially as young people, we're still learning. Lendi dingi wisdom. Okay, you're not supposed to. Unless somebody you grew up with parents that somebody instilled that. So, unless yabo ufundisiwe ekhaya.
Yeah.
But otherwise uyifundela ngokwakho as you go ukuthi okay, ezinye izinto uyikhuluma, ezinye izinto uyayikhuluma, ezinye you leave out certain things, yabo. So I think it's something that we're just learning, especially with social media, because I see nowadays girls just post every single thing about their relationship. Yeah. We're going here, where, and I'm just like, yo.
It's yes, you're right. It's a learning process. You learn as you grow. You learn in every part of life, especially with this one, relating to people and how you express yourself and all of that to people. But it is a characteristic that I wish everybody could have.
Yeah.
You're not being secretive. You're not being what. That you just, sometimes the other people don't want to be jealous of you. But because they know all these things that you keep bragging about and all of that stuff, all of a sudden they'll end up with a state of jealousy. Because you are always better. Oh no, you know, in all of this stuff, you're always putting yourself out there and putting yourself better or in a better state. And all of that. And then this thing of uguba, ufuna ukuba yisavior ya wonke umuntu. Only Christ could do that.
Yeah.
You can't save everyone. And half the time, it's those that we try to save that become our biggest betrayer.
That is true. Mrs. M, before I let you go, I know we've exceeded time, but I just have a random question.
Mm-hmm.
Yabo. I know you're married, so would you recommend that young girls or young men start considering marriage, yabo, in their early 20s? Would you say that there's any right age for marriage?
I won't say age for marriage, but I would say there is a right level of maturity for marriage. There are some people reach that level of maturity in their 20s. Some people it takes a while until their 30s, mid-30s or so. They often say most men, it takes a while, 30 towards 40, to reach that. But I don't have any basis of study to be saying that. I'm just saying it in general. So I do believe that if a person starts considering marriage and they are at that age, they themselves have to be so sure that they have looked at all aspects of what marriage is about. Because when you're still in your 20s, to be honest, the partner is always about feelings. Always about how they make you feel. Behind or outside of closed doors. And truth is, in marriage, it's not really about that. Marriage is about building a family, a legacy, wealth, and all the other things. Joy, love, and all of that becomes a mix and everything of it. So, I would say that find yourself first. I believe that in your 20s, you are in the journey of discovery. You're discovering who you are. You are exploring yourself, exploring the world around you. You actually don't even know the world around you. Get to know the world first. Take a job elsewhere where you don't have to stay with your parents. Know who you are without the rule of your parents. Know why. How do you keep it together when no one is watching you? How do you remain honest when no one is policing you? So I would always advise that in your 20s, perhaps don't even consider marriage, because you are really discovering who you are. But if you do, I trust that you have reached a level where you are saying, I know myself, I know what I want in life, and I know where I'm going in life.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.